Forward to Section 27. After sections dealing with sight, voice, and hearing, Whitman turns in this and the following two sections to touch, the most dispersed of our senses, the only one that is not positioned on the face, where sight, hearing, taste, and smell all have short, direct connections to the brain, but rather is diffused across the entire surface of the body. Whitman begins by raising again one of his most basic questions. To be in any form, what is that? We are all shifting, altering physical forms, our bodies changing second by second as we ingest pieces of the world and turn that nutriment into body. As Whitman has demonstrated time after time in the poem, each of us is a field of endlessly shifting atoms that have been here from the origins of the universe and will be here until its end, if it ever ends. So the particular form we exist in at the moment is not what is important. What is important is to realize that matter goes round and round, always exchanging, reforming, living, dying, and being reborn. Even the New England clam, with its ancient Native American name of quahog, would be miracle enough if evolution had proceeded no further than the bivalve mollusk. The clam, of course, can clam up, withdraw its sensitive tentacles back into its unfeeling shell, and be immune to touch. But not Whitman, and not us. We have no shell. And our covering, our skin, is in touch with the world at all times. We have instant conductors all over. Whitman here uses the then-recent language of electricity to capture the way the body's sense receptors are like lightning rods, receiving and directing the currents of experience through the self. In another of his poems, Whitman calls it the body electric. Our skin is so full of sense receptors that the merest stir or press of any part of our body comforts us, excites us, and, out of our shells, alive and awake to the world, the experience of touching our body fully with another body takes us to the very edges of identity. It is about as much as I can stand.